Before I start, I think we owe Yasha Kirk to Reb Yitzchak Prasa for his organizational skills, his exuberance, his constant perseverance to form such a chavura. And I know there's a large chavura, it's the largest Chesh Mishva chavura that I know of in Lakewood's history. And it basically was done single-handedly, and I think we all have Hakaras HaTov. Today's chavura, I'll call it, is basically just a hakdama. Things that are more yisaidistic, that are rather not mufurish, I would say, like in the sugyas, it's a bekanan and azov, it's more the backdrop, but it's negeh, because when you learn through Rishonim, you see a lot of the yisaidis today hopefully could be used throughout the parak. The first half of the chibur, I'm going to want to talk about the makar. Where's the makar that there's a chiyav hashava? We start the Mishnah all about chiyav hashava, shtos, Yanam of Yais Mishtas later on, Betum Ekach. Where's the Makar that there's such a thing called a Hashavas Anah? The second half I'm going to want to talk about is to be Magdir, to understand what is the Isser Anah, and what is the Isser Anah, and what is the Chiv Hashavah for the Anah. You'll see what I mean. Alright, Koidun Kol, as everyone knows, or should know, that besides the zechiv, you know, there's also a lav in the Torah. Al toinu yish ezachiv. There's a lav in the Torah. So there's actually, and I know there are two chalakim. There's the lav, and there's also the chiv chazara. The Rambam, Tosh, Shulchan Aruch, they all bring down that it's also lohinis. It's a lav midaraisa. And then, of course, we have our Mishnah, which talks about the chazaris and the chiv hashava. Those are the two nekudas. And then these two nekudas are lav davka tali zebezeh. You could have situations where you could have a lav and not have a chiyav hashava. There are numerous examples throughout the perek, depending on which rishonim. Just ledugma, harbei rishonim hold that the miyut of avodim, kakois, shtaris, these type of miyutim are only a miyut in the chiyav hashava, but they're still going to be, and it's a lav. It's separable. Two dinim are separable. It's lav davka, one and the same. They're two separate dinim. You're going to see, if you ma'ayin in the Rambam, you're going to see that when the Rambam categorizes halachas, you know, Perek Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, you'll see that in Perek Yud Beis, when he talks about certain exceptions to the rule, the miyutim on, you know, those that he brings down in Perek Yud Beis are only in miyut on the chiyav chazara, but they're still going to be alav. He even uses a different lashon. It's not chayiv b'chazara, whatever his lashon was. Mashenkin in Perek Yud Gimel, when he talks about examples of things were in the smait in the parasha Veino, those things the Rama uses a stronger lashon, and those things are in the smait lagarmi. They say don't have the chiyav chazara, and they also don't have the isay ano. Tuk v'tishkach. All right. Oh, that's what we're going to discuss. Could you find the other way around? Could you find in Yonim that there's going to be a chiyav chazara without a nisa? And we'll see v'teich advarim. You're going to see some examples, perhaps, of that. All right, let's start. The Pnei Yeshua asks Akasha. Pnei Yeshua is here in Hazov, and Shleib Mimkaim, it's in the Nevav and Aleph. Pnei Yeshua is trying to search for the Makar of the Chiyav Chazara. How do we know that there's a Chiyav Hashava by Ano? L'goydo t'miyosa, he says, L'mota b'shum mefarish oi paisik, eze tam menolon that is a Hashava by Ano. It's not just them that he's groping, he doesn't know where it comes from, but he didn't even find anyone else who's magish the problem. And B'teich HaDvarim Pnei Yeshua Barvarns, he says, and you can't tell me that it's because of a klal that we have, which means that Hayes HaTari said, Laisainu. So if I am Ma'ana, and I'm doing something which is the Rachmana said, Laisavid, it should be Yavid Le'mahani, so I should have to give it back. He says, because we paskin Yavid Mahani. So that can't be the Eitzim. Now the Pnei Yeshua Paskin is the Yavid Mahani, but rather Reif Paskin Paskin the Yavid Loi Mahani. It's a Shalah at a Taj of the Gemara in Tmura. Why not? Okay. So maybe Chazal understood that the problem was in the extra money. Okay, we'll discuss. So grada we Rav Paiskim, not we, but Rav Paiskim Paskim grada not like Pnei Yeshua, that Iyavid Loi Mahani. So Abazai would have a simple solution to this problem, where the Makarov Chazar Sanoyes is from Poshet, the Yavid Lay Mahani. In regards to Minchas Chinuch, you look it up, Minchas Chinuch and Shin Lamed Zayin, Tekanem Zon, that the Makar for the Chazar Sanoyes is the Yavid Lay Mahani. So one problem with this var is just mitzias. It means if you're going to learn that the whole chi of chazaras hanoi is from the love of Yavid Loi Mahani, it should come out that it's impossible to find a mitzias where you're going to have a chi of chazara without the love. Because the whole chi of chazara nemzok from the love of Yavid Loi Mahani, if a kemoshu leis tzia that there is no love, then avad I'm not going to have a chi of chazara. Which would come out that it only goes one way. You could have the love without the chiv chazara, but you'll never find a case that there's a chiv chazara without the love. That's what should come out. Like this chajin of Bnei Yeshua and the Minchas Chinuch. By karka, let's say it's a neem meat, by karka avodim, these things. So they touch up the meat, it's only in the chiv chazara and not on the love. It's much like a yishenim, but that way it's, you could deher, but the other way it's impossible. You can never have a chiv chazara without the love because all chiv chazara is as yavad leimani. So Kaidan Kol, I'll give you two dugmois, not like that. First dugma is that Miat Hashem, if you medayik in Rishonim, in Tshuvis, you're going to see kama v'kama Rishonim, Marit, in Tshuvis, other makaris, that the whole love of Eino is only kishe'ine ladaitoi. In medayik in Rishonim, you see that kesedim, nochanant. It's only if you know that you're being ma'ana. It could be still b'sheigik, l'mosha, you're being ma'ana, and Jesus thought there was a mutter to be ma'ana. So good, so you could have the Isra'i no b'shoigeg, but it has to be midas. You have to be aware that you're overcharging. If you're not aware that you're overcharging, you think this is the real price and you made a mistake, that's b'chlal not oinot. The chefs of oinot is, I'm taking advantage of you. If I'm not taking advantage of you because I don't know that I'm overcharging, that's not the mitzias of oinot. It doesn't pass to say, oh, that's oinot b'shoigeg. It's not oinot. Oinot means I know that I'm overcharging you. So that you could have sometimes. B'shoigeg, usually b'mezid, good. But the mitzias of Eino is only you do it ladas. So what would be in the case where you overcharge somebody and you weren't aware that you're overcharging him? So you're zuchah not over alav. So like the Pnei Yeshua, the Minchas Chinuch, like this shlav, it should come out. There's no chiv chazara. And avada, that's not the case. Avada, there is a chiv chazara, even if you didn't know that you're overcharging. It's mufush or Rambam. In fact, that's you talking what the Rambam is trying to do. He says, Afal Pi, he gives a case, a Tosefta's case. Even in a case where you didn't know that you're overcharging, still there's a chiv chazara. Could be that's what he's trying to bavarn, good. But it's a mfusha halacha, you can have a chiv chazara without the love. Another
mitzvah.
I'm assuming the point of the Rishonim, it's mevur kesed anoch anant in Rishonim, it's mevur shetshuvis marit, that the whole mitzvah of Eino is only when you do a badas. If you don't do a badas, you're not over nisei Eino. It's a chinuch, it's a ramban, it's a rosh, it's a, like I mentioned, marit, it's a tashbat, it's nochanant. V'cheinu v'cheinu. Alright, another mitzias is, what would be in a case where you have a cotton she'ina? Chazal have a takonas bu'utis, they have masakin, that even a cotton has a koyach to be makna, naisa v'naisin. What would be if a cotton is ma'ana? The Gemara and Shulchan Aruch talks about a cotton shenis ana, and says dino pegadol pachim mishus is machila shtus is maksa. You know, yes, mishus is bit omegan. What would be in a case? Because the pachim mishus is makleks jamin arrive, but good. That's how we passkin. What would be in a case if the cotton is ma'ana somebody else? Is there a chiv chazara? So mefurish in the sivus and reish lamid hey that there is a chiv chazara on the cotton to give back. A cotton is not over beloved. He's a lav bar ancient, he's a lav bar mitzvah, he's a cotton. So you have a case that you can't tell on him, Yavid Loi Mahani, he didn't do anything wrong. It was he doesn't have a problem of komadom rakmono leizavin. And nevertheless, he has a chiv chazara. So you see, you could have a case, another case, where you have a chiv chazara without the lav of Eino. And Yetz Hashem, we'll go back to a cotton shortly. I'll bring you. Let's see this in Reish Lamed Hei. It's a ribbis ksutsu because of Lay Savidi Yavid Lamani. It's ribbis ksutsu because. Okay, but it's a lot. It's a lot. Mefurish raket and
then. Yeah, so they say the Sivis has a reason for
raket,
but the
Sivis, it's everyone, whatever.
No, that is raket.
Pnei Yeshua, it's everyone.
Places.
If you make the chajun, you make the chajun yourself. We'll revisit this issue in a second. And then Bechlal, to say that Yavad Leimahani, the way it works in Lamdas, to say that that would be the Chiv Chazar, it's going to be problematic, as we'll see in the second part of the Chaburim. All right. Comes along Pnei Yeshua, he didn't hold the Teretz Yavad Leimahani, so he had a different Teretz. What's his Teretz? His Teretz is Tam. We have a Gemara in the beginning of Ezel Nashech. That's Mendama, Gezel, Ribbis, Vano, and tries to learn one from the other two. The Atzad HaShovish have been named that the Ul trying to be Mechasa Mamun Chaveri. It's Ul Mine Gzela, Mine Mechasa Mamun Chaveri. So since the Ul in one Shlav, the Ul learned out from each other, so Zakta Pnei Yeshua, so the Makar too, the Chiv Chazar Vano, is going to be Veshav is Gzela, simple. We find Veshav is Gzela by Gezel. So if Noah is a form of Gzela, so Avada Veshav Gzela goes on Gezel as well. That's what Pnei Yeshua says. And Grada Pnei Yeshua says the same thing again at Samakalef on Mebeis, B'yeses Se'es. Again, he puts together Gezel, Ribbis, Vainoah, all put together, Kusit is Gemara. You see that they're all Mine Gzela. And Mameli says at Dava Poshet that Ribbis, Vainoah is Gezel, Gomeninu. Hayes Gezel's learned out from them. Umameila Zakta, the Veheshav has Gzela, which is said by Gzela, Avada Olai Unami Koi, is going on Ribbis and Anoah as well. Fush Pnei Yeshua Ribbis as well. Yes. Yeah. All right, so Leitis Pshat, we have a simple Eitzel, Alt Veheshav is Akzelem. Okay, that's a Sugi and Rivets, we're giving a know now, but yeah, in economy we have to be Magdir. Okay, now, Lemais, if you look in the Shuta Achiez and Chelek Gimel, the end of Pei Aleph, Simon Pei Aleph, he has a whole Maroch, a beautiful Maroch, and all the Nafkin media throughout, Dalet Chelke Shulchan Aruch, how it could be Negea to a cotton. It's an amazing piece. You get a glimpse of his. If you get a glimpse of his, Hekev Gadlus Bikiyas, I mean, Neira volume, 30, maybe 35 different mitzias, how he clears with Lomdis why cotton would be different. And one of the cases he's clearing that one towards the end of the simon, he clears what would be if a cotton is ma'ana somebody else? Will he have a Chiyav Chazara? He doesn't quote the Nasivis. And he says that if you're going to tell me it's as leisainu, a cotton is not oiva leisainu because he's lav b'nei mitzis ninu, so avada shouldn't have a chiv chazara. He says shuv, he thought into it, know that avada the chiv chazara is learned down from veishav it's akzela, so memel even a cotton sheino avada will be chayv chazara. So basically, you see b'toich dvar of akadoshim, you see that he was mamish had the shakla v'tayra of the Pnei Yeshua, like on the tzadet tzatz yovel loymahani taka wouldn't pass by a cotton. But in the Tadet, that's Veshav is Exel, Avada would pass by a cotton. So at the end, now you have a Achiezer, Lachari as well, that goes like to Pnei Yeshua, that the Chiv, the Makar, is that's Veshav is Exel. Sorry? Bechila Pachas Meshes. Yais Meshes is a bit of Mecca. Kadesh Yerla Tag is a Mechila, like any other thing you have a Mechila. If I owe you money, you make a Yemeka. Okay, Mechila by Gzela is a whole Shaila, Steers Nesivis with his Sefer on Ebenezer, whatever, it's a whole, it's not for now. All right. Okay, so they discuss that. That's, all right. The Mice is a Dumfush. But the Heshev is Megal to us that that's the Chiv, so Memeli is obligated, and they don't want how he can be mourn from a cotton, so Gadol Yachayaza says, Kalichashi, he's Gadol you mourn from him. But that's the Veheshev is Megala to us that he has a chiv, he has an obligation. It's like he borrowed money. If he borrowed money, he owes the money, it's called a Shiloh. But the way, let's say, we pass, he owes the money, so then Hu Adin will have a chiv here. Now it's the mitzvah Shabbat, it's the chiv mamnin, which licked in Veheshev is a guy, which was learned down. And the mice, it's also a kiret sefer. If you look in the kiret sefer over here, Machir and Perkid Beis, don't look at the old kiret sefer because it's not there. But if you look in the Hagoyis, Mabit wrote Hagoyis on his kiret sefer, it's printed in the Maria, I believe, Lamed Tes. Could be someone told me if there's a new Kiryat Sefer, could be they already knew about these guys. Basically, I didn't look it up. But over there, he spells out clearly that the Makar to the Chiv of Chazar is learned out from the Yeshua Sakzela. So now you have three Gedalim. You have the Mabit, Pnei Yeshua, and the Nachiezer learned out that the Makar of Chazar is from the Yeshua Sakzela. Now, Lechoria, if the Makar is out of the Yeshua Sakzela, just let's play it out. That means if I'm Ma'ana Yuchulilo, I have a chiv now, like any other gezel. I should be running to you to tell you that, by the way, I have your money, I overcharge you, and here's your money back. the ma'ana should be running to the nizana. Shemano kadova. I haven't found yet one paisek, one rishon, one achron who says this halacha. I'm not saying it's wrong, but I haven't found yet somebody who says this halacha to say that the man is supposed to run after the nizana. There's a mishnah that says akadeshi alataga. Why are we waiting for the akadeshi alataga? The man should be running to the nizana. Here's your money. It's a veish of his exhale. You have a chiv to give back. Not only that, it's mavur in rishonim that there is no chiv on the man to run back to the nizana. Kama v'kama rishonim. It's not. You're just starting, so it's not kedai to bore you with them. But I just give you one dugma, it's important because you're going to need it for Nun on my base perhaps, is that you'll see there's a machlekes rishonim if by yesem ishtus, when it's din is bitul mekach, if the manna could also be chayzen. It's machlekes mechaber ramah, it's machlekes really rishonim, ramam another rishonim, rabbeinu yoyna. The mechaber, the ramam shita is that the manna cannot be chayzen until the nis'ana mons his aina. If he mons his aina, it means be a side, you'll see, hamayin. You'll see that the Rambam holds that the Nisana has a schus to mon Aino, even by Yosef Mishtos. Beside, he has that right. It's all Reuven on it, but he has the right. And to block the Nisana's Bakosha of Chazaras Aino, the mana can now throw in the towel. Okay, it's a bit of Mekach. Till the Nisana comes, he can't be Mevatel Mekach. But if the Nisana mons his Aino, he could be Mevatel Mekach. And Mavun Rishonim, one of the reasons is the title of the word is that Kozman and Nisana is not being Teveya, there's nothing wrong with the Mekach. It's a good Mekach. When the Nisana registers his complaint and says, well, I want my money back, so now the Mekach has to be adjusted. Oh, there's something underlying wrong with this Mekach. Oh, it's something wrong, you're playing with the Mekach. I said, and Manu also being crazy, something wrong with the Mekach. I'm definitely oversimplifying it, but that's the word. So if that's the case, if you're going to tell me that even without the bakashat and the standards, there's a chiv and the ma'ana to give back the anah, and he automatically has to adjust the mekach, then l'chayr, this whole vod of the Rambam doesn't pass. If other the ma'ana should have a chiv to give back the anah right away, and he has the ability to be mevatel the mekach right away, because even without the tviya of the nesanda, there's something inherently wrong with the mekach. The shach doesn't hold you don't have to pay back. The shach holds a vadi you have to pay back. He quotes the riyaz. And over there he's just saying that he's understanding that could be that it's an inherent mechila. Right. So you want to say that Batum is a chiva heshev, but the reason why the man is never running is because he could assume that there's a mechila. Right. So I could back up Rabbi Yardi, and like we have the same halacha, let's say, ataz by Ribis and Sheikhad, could be a similar Indian that Kozman, there's no tviya, there's no chiv because we could assume there's aino, maybe a sham mishpah like that. There are problems with this vart. One notably is a Rabbeinu Yoina says that the Rabbeinu who argues with this Ram, like I just mentioned before, holds that the manna could be chayza by yes mishpah without a tviya, because he says we assume that lo yada de machal, a person's not going to aino de machal al aino say, and since he's never going to be machal on his anah, we could assume automatically he will be today as anah, and if he will be today as anah, then I could be mevatel mekach too. So you see that this mitzvah that you're trying to create by aino, that we could assume he's machal till he's teveya, is mefurish for kefir v'nyan. V'nyan is spelled out clearly. And to say that gufa, ho gufa is in machloik, is v'nyan and Rambam, is not mistaven. Okay.
Until he knows about it, he doesn't know about it.
Let me move on. Another problem with the Pnei Yeshua, this vort, to say that it's learned down from the Eishav Ezekzela, is the Chayim Raim of Fereshus on Gemara Fakert. I guess it's right to Ramosha Hilla Hirsch. I didn't get a teretz. It's a problem. It's the Gemara in Temura is Mavua, that when we go through the Sugya, being raised back and forth, Yavid Mahani, Yavid Loi Mahani, one of the raya the Gemara brings from Ribbis Ktsutsa Yetzir B'dayonim. It's a raya that you see Yavid Loi Mahani, because why you have to get back to Ribbis. Now the Pnei Yeshua is being mamsi a new mitzias, a new gather, that Hayyoy's Ribbis gather of Anos, don't doubt from one another, a kochok the dechi veheshev a shtepa gzeila avada lion namikoy and ribis vayno as well. If that's the case, the Gemara has no verita. What's the Gemara bring a raya that Yavid loy mahani from Ribbis Ksutz? I'll tell Yavid mahani. You want to know why you have to give back Ribbis? It's because Veshav is Akzela. The same way the Pnei Shu wants to do by a note, to say, even though we hold the Yavid mahani, but the reason why you got to give it back is because Veshav is Akzela. So I have the same problem. I can say the same vote by Ribbis. In fact, the Pnei Shu says it by Ribbis on some Akalaf on the base. That's not the Veshav for Ribbis too. And yet, in the moment of Veshav, that brings a raya from here, Yavid loy mahani. What's the raya? It's Veshav is Akzela. Lamai, you see that could be a moedah to Pnei Yeshua that L'Seifa Shodavis Mufusha Mashmoisa to Mufusha Ravan, the Ravad, that there is a Veheshev is a Gzaila Baya, you know, but Ravad, until you have another Makar that tells you that there's a Chiv Hashavis, I know, you can't learn how from Veheshev. First, you have to prove that there's a Chiv Hashavah. By Ribbis, we have to prove that there's a Chiv Hashavah. First, prove it. And once we prove it, then now we can say, okay, so you see that it's Me'en Gzaila, it's the same Gedorim, same mechanics as Gzela, so it's Niklal and the Veheshev is of Gzela as well. Gzela and Gneva, could be there's a Veheshev on that too, even though Veheshev is not on both Gzela and Gneva in the Pasuk. Alright, the Rishonim. But till we know another Makar, you can't say it's only to have a Veheshev, it's a Fushra Gemara and Tumur Faket. Chaim says, like me, the what? That Kozman, you don't have another Makar, you can't. Okay. Right, because you're doing Rechaim in the beginning of Ezeon Nesha. Because over there he said, oh, I was talking Chedushi Agar, because in the beginning of Ezeon Neshech, the Gemara gives Chalukim why you can't learn one from the other. Rechaim says, he declares, are these Chalukim Stam Adichui? No, it's a different Mitzvah. So I know it's different than Ribbis, and Ribbis is different than Gzela, because like the Gemara mentions, the Chalukim, it could be learned from Matzah Shava, but they're different. So Vivite, they're different. They can't learn out Veheshev until you have another Makar. All right. Now to go back to the Etzim Vod of Pnei Yeshua, Pnei Yeshua's Matmi, Limotzim Bishum, Mefoyish or Paisik to even dance the shallow ways of Makar to the Chiv Hashavas Ano, it happens to me to Mefush Ramban Ala Torah. Ramban Ala Torah actually dance where the Chiv Chazaris Ano has come from, and Ramban says two different Makaris. One Makar he says that if since you see it, the Torah says the Chisim Kur Mimkal Amisecha, or Ikonu Miyad Amisecha, Atoin Yishre Sochem, and we dash from Miyad Liyad, Dafka Metalat Lamuti Kakois of Adam Mushtaris. You see that there's a need by Kakois of Adam Mushtaris, which we're going to see later on in Yetz Hashem, later on in the Perek. And yet the whole parsha, the pasuk, the whole parsha is talking about Karka, he's saying, selling out a Yoivo. So Dr. Ramban, Avada, the love of Einoah, Avada passed by Karka, is of Adam Mishtaris as well. That's for sure. So Kumtek, the whole meat has to be for something else. So he says, Mekam Lev Manu, Uchiv Chazar, because it's Muchach in the pasuk that there must be two dinim. There must be two things here. There's the Issa, but that's Zichah by Karka too. So, and there's something else that's only by Metalton and not by Karka. So what's that something else? I call that something else is the Chiv Chazar. And Dosh State, in this positive, that Miyad Liyad, that Dosh State, that is a Chiv Chazar by Ainoa, by Metalton and not by Karka. So it's a Makar to the Chiv Chazar. There must be a dinim yuchid b'matalton v'hu chazar samomin that doesn't pass by karka. That's one makar in the Ramban. Another makar in the Ramban, he says, could be altogether that chazar's momin, the chazar of ano, is b'yodam el kabbalah. They had a kabbalah, l'akamash misina, it sounds like, to have a chiv chazar. So the Pnei Yeshua didn't have this Ramban, but the Ramban has two different hechreichim, two different makaris to chiv chazar, either one, the hechrech of the meat by matalton, or stamazait halacha moshe misinai. Another nukuda, the chiv chazara could be learned out is the riyaz. The riyaz says, in the piskei riyaz, he has kuntras arayas, at the end of the mesech, he has kuntras arayas. If you look in the perek, in the rai number tes, it's nageh to the makhlekes rav and shmuel, nun aleph, amun aleph, amun abeis, how we paskin. Kaben loch is makhlekes rav and shmuel, whether it's a nafkamin, how we paskin, whether it's isra or mamin, what's I know, is I not considered mamin or isra. Major, he says the Tikkun Makhlek is Yishayinim. Over there, he says he thinks that Avada is only Mamin, and he has a blitz. This is a Shita Zyachir, but it's, I want to share with the Elim. He says the love of Leisainu is Dinahu. That Pasuk Leisainu is not Veloyisur. It's not even Bechlal and Issa. Shteinish in that Pasuk Issa. The whole Pasuk is only a Din. It's only a Halacha that you have to give it back. Veinu Muzar Melan is Lechaver. If you can find somebody who's willing to buy it for you for more, Gezintayit, you're allowed to overcharge him. It's not an issa b'chalal. The whole pasuk is loisainu that when he wants his money back, he wants to fix the mekach, don't withhold his money back. You got to give it to him. It's a din that you have to give him back the money. So kumtois, like the riyaz, It's a mafurisha pasuk. The whole pasuk is only the chiv mamin and not the lav and not the azarim. Now, like I said, it's a shita ziyaka. The Torah, Shulchan Aruch, Rambam, avada dezeis, I know the many mitzvahs avada dezalav, and I know. But at least we have another makar that the chazaris mamin is learned out from a mafurisha pasuk. Because the whole pasuk was a din. There's another. If you look up, there's a Rashbam and Baba Basra and Ayn Chesam and Aleph. When he quotes over Rabbi Zeinu, the Prat of Rabbi Zeinu, it's Mavur and the Rashbam. He says the Dava Pasha, it's Muskum. You can't even argue. It's Dava Pasha, Muskum, that there's a Chiv Chazaris Anor by Shtus because of the Pasuk of Al Toino. But yes, Mishra, it's good, Hoshaila. But by Shtus, it's Zicha Chiv Chazaris Al Shtetin the Pasuk of Al Toino. So that means from the Rashbam that somewhere in this Pasuk of Al Toino Shtet a Chiv Chazar. I'm not happy to say that he holds like the Shita Ziyachad the Riyaz. I would want to touch up the Rashbam. It could work for sorry? So to mean Yavad Lo Mahani, I mentioned before, we have problems with Yavad Lo Mahani. Lomai, like the Moshe Inu Ladai to all these cases. And also I'm going to show you later on in the second half that you can't even say Yavad Lo Mahani. The Pshat doesn't work even in Lomdis, but we'll get to it. But in a Kami, it might have worked out. But it's a top of Ayin Chesem and Alv, the Rashbam. I want to touch this beer, you could argue with it, but my understanding is like sort of a pshara, and that is that the Rishbam understood that the pasuk of Leisainu, the love of Leisainu, is not a one-time love. The love of Leisainu is that steady, you should not be taking advantage of somebody else. Bein b'shas ha-mekach, bein l'acha ha-mekach. Whether it means taking the money from him, b'shas ha-mekach, or withholding the return of the money, l'acha ha-mekach. That's the love. There's a love. He shouldn't do it by withholding his return of his money. So licked in the lav, stayed in this lav, also a chiv chazara. It's not only b'shas the mechir, it's even lav the mechir, but does it? It's like just like the Riyaz holds, that the whole lav is only afterwards, l'chazara's moment, there's Rambam's avad, it's a lav, but that's the lav. The lav is b'shas the mechach and after the mechach, don't withhold his money, don't take advantage of him. Not returning his money that you ripped off him is also taking advantage of him, it's also enough. And it's not... Sorry? I don't have to run. When he's tevei for me, I don't have to. And it's rather, you look, it's not for now. There's a Tosis that touches up a Rashi on the Bezum and Aleph. You'll see the Tosis learned up in Rashi a new dogma that Rashi learned that the love of Elinor, you're allowed to overcharge somebody. You're just now allowed to overcharge somebody with the intention of not returning the money should he want his money back. If he doesn't want his money back, he doesn't want to adjust the price, mutter lechatchila to overcharge somebody. But if he wants his money back, lechatchila, when you sell him the chayvet, you shouldn't be overcharging with the kavana that should he want his money back, I'm going to withhold his money back. That is the love of the Torah. It's me'ain this type of avod. I mean, you see from this Rashi also, our other point, that you're not mechiv to run after him. You're allowed to overcharge him, you're allowed to overcharge him, just... If he wants his money back, then you shouldn't be an achzor. Then you shouldn't be menei his money back. Then you have to give it back. But if lechatchila you have that in mind to give it back, it's mutter lechatchila. Good. Just like the Riyaz, well, we're going to get to it. What's there? But just like the Riyaz, you see that the Riyaz held. That the Dash date in the Pasuk later on when he wants his money back, or Tosis is Rashi, so Rashbam holds it like that also. He doesn't, when we say the Mecca, he has the ability to readjust the Mecca, and we're going to see, you know, I'll discuss it after we do the second part, I think we'll get it a lot clearer. All right, and if you have this inside, if you look at a Ritvon, keep in mind, there's a Ritvon in Aleph and Beis, when he handles the Rishonim, well, he passes him like Rav Shmuel, because he says it's Issa Mamin, and he says a word, because Al Toinu. You see over there, it's shtikam mashmois, unless you have a different shot in the Ritva, but with this hezbo, the Rashbam, the Ritva would be miyoshah. Otherwise, it's chaysa havana, what the Ritva is trying to do. All right, let's go to the second half. We know, we mentioned this Gemara, the Gemara says in Nazir Neshek that the love of ribis gezel v'anoz is learned out from each other. Tzadashovish ibn it's all a chesor moment shem mechasas chaveri, Rashi says, but you know, I'm being mechasas chaveri. How being mechasas chaveri, right? I'm creating a psiko, which is not correct. I'm creating a psika that psika is wrong and is going to cause you a chesaron mamon. That is the law of Eino. So I want to clarify Shiloh. Good. We know that Eino is chesaron mamon chaver. It's me'en gzela. It's a type of gzela. I'm stealing from you. But what am I stealing? Let's take a... Am I stealing the money or am I stealing the chayfetz? And it could be side by moicha, side by lekeach. Let me give you a dogma. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Let's say a seller sells something which is worth five and he sells it for six. So he got an extra dollar. What was the mice exhale? Was the mice exhale in the $6? He stole the $6. Or, look, he charged six. That was the deal. The deal was six. So there's nothing wrong with the six. The $6 is fine. The problem is that the Hayyasatur is mechayiv. You never to overcharge. You always have to be fair. If you're taking $6, then you have to deliver $6 worth of goods. And you only delivered $5 worth of goods. So the gzela is in the $6 worth of goods that you didn't deliver. Is a gzela in the money, or is a gzela in the chayfetz? And who then you have the shayla feked? What happens if a buyer buys something which is worth six and he pays five? What was the gzela? Was the gzela in the money? That is, he was supposed to pay six and he withheld the $6. So he's stealing that $6 that he didn't ultimately pay. Or is the gzela in the chayfetz? Lamaisi only paid five, and he walked home with $6 worth of shavis in the chayfetz. So the $6 in the shavis of the chayfetz, he stole. He stole the chayfetz. Shishas chayfetz, but he stole that chayfetz. Either the psika. What do you mean? Why not? That was I made a psika zamecha. I made that psika zamecha. I made the psik. Everything is totally b'shas a psik even before the guy pays. You already over the lot, but that psikas a mekach is causing you a chesaron mamon. How is that? Either chesaron mamon is that you won't be delivered your goods, or the chesaron mamon is I took too many goods. Michael, okay. Who said it exists? You made up. You made up to sell $6 worth of the chayvitz. What do you mean it doesn't exist? If the Torah is mechayiv you to give shavyas and you didn't deliver the shavyas, it comes to you. You made a ma'is gzeila in the chayfetz, and that shavyas you didn't deliver. It's all in the psika, but the chesaron of the psika that you did, we was gzeila in the psika, in the chelak psika that you didn't deliver $6 worth of goods. All right, let's flesh this out a little bit, and you'll see what I mean. Let's go back to Pnei Shum and Kaschinek. That the vorez he avid loy mahani. I charge you $6. It's only worth $5. Yavad lo ma'ani chatosi visi peshate, I got to give it back. What am I giving back? Fusha mission, I'm giving back money. Well, if the gzela is in the chayfetz that I didn't deliver, then the tikkun of the yavad lo ma'ani should be to deliver more chayfetz. And that's not the halacha. The halacha is I deliver money. So if I have to be mechazaris mamon, I have to give you back money, is a raya that if you're going to learn the yisoides of the yavad lo ma'ani, is a raya must be the yavad, the lo savid, the gzela shaboy is in the money. And who are then by the buyer? When the buyer paid five for a $6 item, what did he rip off the seller? Would he rip off the seller in the chayfetz or the money? Well, if you're going to tell me he ripped off the seller in the chayfetz because he stole the sixth of the chayfetz that he took home with him, then the other lamani should be, I have to cut off part of the chayfetz. If it's divisible, let's say it's something, a flower, I don't know, many objects, I should have to give back 1/6 of the item back to the seller. The other lamani, I stole the item, I have to give back the item. And that's certainly not true. The halacha is avad, you only have to give back money. So if the halakha is you have to give back money, so it must be the loy savid is in the money. It means like the Pnei Yishunim and Kaschinach, it's mukhak, that they learned that the gzela, side by the moicha, side by the lakeach, the gzela dikayino is in the money. It's either he took too much money, or he should have given more money, which he didn't give. L'mais, it's also Evan Ozel. Evan Ozel says that when a buyer buys, at least on the buyer's end, when he buys and he underpays, and he's ma'ana the seller, the Ebenezer over here in Perek Yudbeis, Halacha Aleph says, when he talks about whether the gzeil is ben or not ben, he says, you can't tell me that when a buyer is underpaying a seller that the gzeil is not ben. It's impossible. The Metzias is not shayek. Because he said the whole gzeil is in the money that you didn't pay. So that's always ben. Whatever was b'shas tamekach is still kind. You're around, pay that $6 that you're supposed to have paid, b'shas tamekach. You can't tell me that the gzeil now became not ben. It doesn't pass the whole Metzias. You see from Evan Ozel that he learned that the gzela, that the lekeach, at least that half, that the lekeach did to the maicha, the gzela is in the $6 that he didn't pay. No, it's tluya b'mekach, because that's why we have to make up the psika. But where's the maisa gzela? If I blew the mekach, because everything is it revolves around the chayfetz, but where's the maitzei guy? What did I do wrong to you? I did wrong to you is I didn't give you the $6 that I withheld. That is, the gzeil is in the $6, and that $6 can never be not benzok to Evan Ozel, because You still owe that six dollar like you owed it b'shas to Mecca. All right. However, you're going to see that Rishonim hold not like this. Let's start. There's a Rash Mishans in Bahar, Yuchas Rash Mishans, and you look up the Bahar, Pashas HaGimel, Halacha Gimel. The Toris Kahanim says that there's a meat for shtoris. There's no Eino by shtoris. Zok the Rash Mishans. What is this meat for? What do I need this meat of shtoris for? He says, Al Kochaka must be only if I overcharge you when I sell you a shtar choif. Because if you're going to tell me that the case was that I underpaid, I bought it for less, I bought a $6 shtar, and I only paid you $5. It's like that. For that I need a meat, a posik, a posik to. What did I steal? I stole the shtar. So it's kosher came from Seif Shtarez of Shokhaveri, or it's a dogma, it doesn't say kosher came. Just like we see by Seif Shtarez of Shokhaveri, that's Nishmevi Garmi, it's nothing. What did I do? I was a mazik you that you can't collect your choif. That's only Garmi at best. Avada, that's not gzelo. Avada, I don't need a mita pasuk for that. Even without a kroy, even without a mita pasuk, avada, I would know that there's no yino if I underpay for a shtar. Because what did I do? I shted you on your shtar, so that's a legar from Sarif. I could have burnt the shtar if I wanted to. Akoki sif in this Rashmi Shans, and what does he want? If you're going to learn like these achrayim, that the gzelo was in the $6 that I didn't pay, I was withholding that $6, so then. What's a tushal to say if shtar is a shkaveya? No tushal. The gzeil is in the money. The gzeil has nothing to do with the shtar. The shtar just kaveya. The chayfis, hameka, just kaveya, how much I'm supposed to be paying you. But where's the gzeil? The gzeil is in the dollar that I don't pay. So I stole real money. I stole that dollar. It's like any other baal chayv doesn't. I stole real money. If I stole real money, avad is gzeil. Avad is, it would be unknowable if it wouldn't be for this miyat akra. What does this Rash Mishans want? You see in the Rash Mishans, not like these achrayim. You see that when a buyer underpays a seller, the Maisik Zeil is in the shtar. The Maisik Zeil is because I took home a shtar worth $6 and I only paid $5. So that extra dollar in the shtar, that $6 of the shtar I stole from you. I ended up cheating you, ripping you off on that shtar, on that chelik of a shtar. Memele Zok to Rash Mishans, beautiful. It's legar from Stray Shrey Sashachavere. What do I need the meat for? The Zaraya, that by at least by the buyer's end, that the gzeil is in the chayf, it's not like these achrayim. Li'ida kiso, hayosi zetstein the mi taposik for when the seller overcharged, and that he's fine, he doesn't have a problem with Seir Shereza Shukaveh on that end. So let's play it out. I took a shtar, which was worth $6, and I charged you $7. And he said, that's fine, and that's why I need a mi takra. If you're going to learn that on the seller's end, it's just like the buyer's end, if you're going to learn that the seller's end also, the gzeil is in the chayfetz. I should have delivered you $6 worth of chayfetz. I should have delivered you the extra dollar worth of the shtar. Then he has the same problem. That end is also, what did I do? I stole from you a chelik of the shtar that I didn't deliver. So it's vital to say, so why do I need a miyat akra? And the Ma'aseh in Rashi Mishans, interesante chelik. He holds that by the seller, the gzeil is in the money taka. I overcharge you, I took back I took an extra dollar from you, the gzeil is in the money. Mashenken by the buyer, when the buyer cheats the seller, there the gzeilo is in the chayfetz. On the buyer's end, the gzeilo is in the chayfetz, and on the seller's end, the gzeilo is in the money. Halaydavu, it's charyim modna. I think it's a davu muzba, it's very simple. It's because the association that the seller and the buyer have are opposites. The buyer is taking the seller's item, and the seller is taking the buyer's money. So when the buyer takes the seller's item, the gzeilo is in the chayfetz, and when the seller takes the buyer's money, the gzeil is in the money. Dava pashut. But at least you see in the Rashi Shans this chilek, that at least on the buyer's end, the gzeil is in the chayfetz, and on the seller's end, the gzeil is in the money. Now agav, you know, the Rashi Shans nimdan for pashut, it's just like seif shalei sashuk haver, I know we're not doing gami here, but l'chayre, the Rashi Shans to me is one of the biggest chedushim, because seif shalei sashuk haver, pshat is, the reason why it's only gami, pashut pshat is because the chayv is still kayim. The loiv still owes you money. The key to the chayv, your raya on the chayv was the shtar. I messed you up on the raya, and mamela, the loiv likely will stiff you because you don't have the proof. But I didn't shtar the chayv at all. Lo yitzur, I could somehow burn the chayv. It's a davish yesha, but theoretically, if I could burn the chayv, avad al chayv, that should be regular mazik. So I'm not, the reason why it's not is because I didn't burn the chayv. I burnt your raya, so now you can't get to the chayv. So that's why it's only garmi. On the case of a no, if I purchased the shtar from you and I underpaid, but the shtar's transfer was legit. The shtar went from you to me. So now I own the shtar chayv. I own the chayv, the underlying chayv in the shtar. You don't own the chayv anymore. So I stole from you not just the shtar, I stole from you the underlying chayv. That chayv is not yours. To say that that slave shereis kavad, that's gami, it's a pella. It's not, it's mazik. I stole from you the chayv. I didn't stole from you the shtar, I stole from you the actual chayv. So I thought that you should need a mead even on that end as well. Sorry? The shibud of the ganzer chayv, but that's not the chayv. The chayv is on the mensch, right? Just the shibud we I can collect from is there. But here, I'm transferring over the actual shibud aguf, that whatever the chayv represents, I'm taking that chayv from you too. So the chayv should be a regular maisek zela on real chayv, not just on the shtar shavoy. No, because the chayv is still, there's still a shibud aguf on the person. Just as a shibud moment on the side. I set up a situation he'll never be able to pay back, but the chayv is still kayim. He just will never be able to repay it. So it's a terrible avla, good, but it's only indirect or direct. It's mamish garama, it's a garmi. But it's not a gzela. This is a real gzela. This I'm taking the cut. All right, it's not for now. When you learn garmi, just remember this Rashi Mishans. All right, I want to bring... Oh, 1 second, I'll get to that. Beautiful, that's my next Ryan. Okay, you're talking about Tosfos in Ribbis? The meat of shtaris is, like the Rashi Minhans is saying, when I overpay for a shtar, the seller didn't do anything, he overcharged me, didn't do anything wrong. The chayv with the shtar, what do you mean? What's it mean? Because it's not gufa mamin. Because it's not ben, it's not tangible. So whatever the meat is for shtaris, which you're going to see, because it's not gufa mamin, that passes on the chayv too, because the chayv is not gufa mamin. So I'm saying, so you see the Rashi Mishnah not like that. You see that when the seller is delivering, the gzeil is in the money that he's taking from the lekeach shleikadin, and when the lekeach is underpaying, the gzeil is in the chayfis that he's taking from the seller. The buyer. Which was the buyer or the seller?
He bought $6 worth of. He paid $6. They only have $5 worth of
shtar. So the seller.
So what did he hold back? He held back shtar. Maybe he held back.
So you see from the Rashi Mishnah that Takar in Ekonomi, it's dumb. You're not holding back the Shavis as Shavis, you're holding back Zaitik of payment, right? Actually, you're not taking back Zaitik because I was never contractually obligated to give you payers. I was, the charges I stole from you, the extra dollar that I took from you. No, but if the Torah says I have to be fierce, I'm only supposed to be taking $5 of the shtar from you, and I took $6. I took the extra dollar. No, I never made up to sell you pears. I made up to sell you a shtar. So I'm a chiv to sell you a shtar. How much shtar? It's either how much shtar do I have to deliver or how much money am I allowed to take for the shtar. You see from the Rashi Mishnah that on the seller's end, it's how much money is allowed to take for a shtar, and they took too much. So the gzeil is in the money. All right, it was a mekach. So the mekach was transferred by. I now own the shtar. I own the shtar and the chayv. There's nothing wrong, like Mendy pointed out before. Avadai, the mechir went through. Avadai, I own the chayfitz. Just dinam amanos, I could readjust the price, whatever it is. But where did I go wrong? Why did I make this e-psika, this bad psika? So which chaylik of it is bad? By the buyers, and the chaylik which is bad is that he took too much from the moicha, which is that he took too much shtar. And from the sellers, and he took too much from the buyer, which is that he took too much money. All right, let me bring you another Rai. The Rai is in the beginning of Ezeon Nesher. The Gemara learns out, like I told you before, Gezel, I know a ribbis from one from the other. The Gemara says, so why do I need a lot for Gezel? Typically, from I know a ribbis, that's Hadash Havash Aben. Fractasis, what's the Gemara's kasha? I have a simple teretz. We know that there's no Yano by Avodim. It's a meat of Yano by Avodim. It's a Mishnah. So I need to pass it by Gezel to tell me that there's a lot of Gezel by Avodim. Zay Fractasis, B'lai Shrein. It says that Tosfos understood that the meat of Einoah by Avodim state that the Chelek HaGezel of Einoah, that's by Avodim, doesn't pass. It means it's a meat HaKra that the Gzeilah Shaboy doesn't work because he's stealing an Eved. So Memela Zog Tosfos, you can't learn out Gezel from Einoah and Ribbis, because if you see that by Einoah, the Gzeilah of the Einoah is not a problem when he's stealing Eved, so I would have thought that stealing an Eved outright is also not a problem. Kamash Malan the Pasuk, that there is a Gezel by an Eved. Now, where is this gezel by the eved? What's the case? I'm a buyer. I bought an eved from you, and I underpaid. I was supposed to pay 6, and I only paid 5. So what did I steal from you? If you learn again, like these achrenim, that I stole the $6 that I didn't pay. So it's not that the meat v'shteit by an eved has nothing to do, because there's no gzela by an eved. It means the Torah is like chosh for the chisaron moment of an eved. That's not the word. That's a zikha not the word, because there's nothing wrong in the eved. The problem is in the money I'm supposed to pay for the eved. And it's regular stealing money, just it's the same stealing as if I underpaid for fruits and for kelim and for other things. It's the same $6 that I'm stealing. There's no chilek. So al-kokra, what is it? If it would be like that, it would be stomach. There is a kosef that the Torah doesn't care when you're stealing money for an eved. Good. But the gzel is in the money, not in the eved. But if you see from Taisa, that Taisa's learned that if there's a mir akra by an or, you can't learn out the gzel shabai by avodim to regular gzela. Akolchus Taisa learned that by Yano, when it was nismayit akra by Yano, is also a gzela dika on the gzela is on the eved. That means when the buyer underpays for the eved, what he's doing is he's taking a $6 shavis of the eved to lake it in. He was supposed to have paid 6, he only paid 5, so he's only entitled to $5 worth of eved. If he took the $6 worth of eved, he stole more eved. If he stole more eved, so the gzela is on the eved, and dosh date in the mit akra that doesn't only know by avodim, because the Torah doesn't care about stealing that chelik of an eved, because Dar doesn't care about stealing avodim by a no. So Taisa, so you would never be able to learn to gzela, because Dar doesn't care about stealing avodim. Kamashmal in the pasuk that there's a special ribuy akra that there's gezel by avodim. But if you learn like these achrayim that the gezel is in the money shaboy, it has no verta. The whole thing doesn't make sense. No, because I told you, the mechil is, also talks like a zikha by the shasta psika. Avad is not the money that later on he takes. Avad, the lab was already transgressed at the shasta, at the mecca. Even then, because the gzeil is zikha, when I say, is it the chelik of the eved, or the chefetz, or the chelik of the money, I don't mean the money shpeta. What I mean is b'shasta mecca, the psika shabai, which chelik of psika is wrong. If I set up a dynamic that you owe me an eved, or that I owe you money, that was the maisik zeil. The maisik zeil was that you were mechayiv the lokeach to pay extra money which you don't deserve. Before he even paid. Why not? Pass mechila. Your meichel, that's chus that I have to adjust the mecca and readjust the mecca and now say the price is really 5 and get back my dollar. That chelik that you owe me that dollar, I'm going to be meichel. I have a right to be meichel then. Because but it's unfortunately true to be megash v'keret, and there's a lot of. The lot, the life again. Yeah, but not because it's time. He wants to say that you didn't pay. How does it pass machila? Great. I know, but I'm saying that it's. I know that he said, but I'm just saying that zikhet laloch is not like that, and rishonim avru not like that, and achronim avru not like that. The tour is the tour before is not like that. Was it in the reish chof? I forgot where it was. Early not like that. It's kamerai is not like that, but because. Avad, everything is in the psika, but we're talking about which chelik psika did I with the avlin. The avlin was in the chelik psika that I didn't deliver. The chelik psika was the money that I was mechayiv you to give, that I obligate even before I take it. But I was mechayiv you to give. What chelik psika was the ma'isek zelim? No, Marsha, what would be faket? I know this is only theoretic, but what would be faket? Let's understand this choices. What would be if I buy a car from you and I'm supposed to be paying the omakas? I'm not paying money. I don't have money to pay you. It's the barter system. When I'm paying for you, I made up, I'm going to pay you 5 avodim for your car. And really, your car is worth 6 avodim. What's the halakha? Avad it is, I know. I underpaid for your car. And where was the ma'isek zeila? If there could be such a psikas hamekach, where would be the ma'isek zeila? Like these akrayanim? In the avid. I withheld from you the 6th eved that I was supposed to have paid you for the... Okay, you can get out of it. I'm just saying, just to bring out the point, the Maisik Zela is in the eved that I was supposed to pay you. And about that there is, I know over there. So you see that had they been right, and Taisa has no verita, the Zela has nothing to do with the eved Shabbai. The Zela would be just stam in the money, and it would be stam Zela Kosa that on a Mecca called an eved, we don't care about the Zela on the money. But Alamai, you see from Taisa, it's not like the Akrayanim, you see like the Rashmi Shans, that when the Lekeach underpays the seller, the Zela is in the Chavis. Now, Be'emes, Reb Chaim already asked the Kash on Toises. Chaim over there, Chedush Agrach HaLashas, and this Toises, and Chazanish, it's similar Kasha, but Reb Chaim Techadvarim, he says, you'll see, it's Meduik, that on the Chelik with the Lokeach, it's being Ma'ana, the seller, he's underpaying. That Reb Chaim understood Toises, because the Gzeil is Tak in the Eved, the Gzeil is Tak in the Chefetz, not like these Achronim. But the problem is that Taisa is still Shver, because see, on the other way around, when the seller overcharges the buyer, there's also meet akrav by avodim by einol. What did the seller do wrong? So b'chaim, the seller is stealing the $6. If he's stealing $6, who stayed here the meat in the avodim? Who stayed here only a meat in the damim for a chayfit called a mecca of an eved? So b'chaim, he doesn't know what Taisus wants. Where does Taisus see that there's a meat akrav by einol? For avodim, the meat akrav has nothing to do with the mice exela that there's no chesar mammon in eved. The meat akrav has to do that on a mecca called an eved. It's a cost if there's no einol. But not because avodim are not stealable, that we don't care about it, because you see, when the seller overcharges the buyer, there too you have the meat, even though the seller is not stealing eved, he's stealing money. So you see in Reb Chaim, Mamish is Mechavet Rash Mishans, this chilek, that the buyer, when the buyer is stealing chayfetz. Mashenka, when the seller is stealing money, Mamelefek Reb Chaim, what does Taisus want? If you're stealing money, then it's not tushtel to gezel. Now, to answer Reb Chaim's kasha, yesh makom loymer, that the Taisus went all the way. The Taisus said that the seller is just like the buyer. Just like the buyer, when he's stealing chayfetz. When the seller is also stealing chayfetz. He's stealing the $6 worth of goods that he was supposed to deliver. He didn't deliver. So there's side the lekeach, you know, of gzela, and side the meichas, you know, of gzela. Both of them are in the chayfetz. And Mamela's Taisus is very good. That hayoyis, there's a mir takra by, you know, of avodim. Does that mean that the Taisus is not makbid on gzela of avodim? Because both ways I'm stealing the evid shavai. I'm a male effect Taisus, so I need the pasuk by Gzela for Evid. But you see, Rechaim didn't learn like that. Rechaim went Taka is Machaven to the Rash Mishans. And it's not just this. I have a few more ayahs if you have Gedot. There's a Nesivis. Oh, there are many Nafkaminis, Lamaisa. One is, well, for first of all, all this is a raya. Whether you could take this all the way halfway, you see, all this cannot be that you cannot say the pshat the makor b'yovid lemahani is from here, because that can't be. Okay, you want to know a practical nafkamina? I'll give you a practical nafkamina. Nafkamina is there's a nesivus in Shin Lamed Beis of Cotton Gimel. I'd rather not go too deep, but you'll look it up for yourself. It's not here, but b'techa drom when nesivus wants to talk about when you na'ana poyolin and you underpay poyolin, you made a tfisa shalei b'shus. And it's nafkaminis on the tefisa shalei b'shus. Teichad Ram the Nesivah says that hayoyisu ma'ana the poyolim, when you hide the poyolim out, and you should have paid them mechveis $10, you only paid them $8. So the Nesivah that the einah is mevulaget. The Nesivah is you were teifis the meleches ha'poyolim shalei b'shus. The gzela was in the meleches ha'poyolim. It was a nafkamina legabit tefisa, and you made a tefisa on the meleches ha'poyolim shalei b'shus. I mean, Melo, Dr. Zivis said, "Now, give me whatever he had on that the tishul of Rishus is loymahani." But you see, Teichat Ram from the Zivis is the Zabazak, that when a buyer buys something and he underpays, or when the balabas hires a payal, which is the same thing, he's buying the work of the payal and he underpays, he's being soik of the work of the payal and he underpays. What he's underpaying in, what he's stealing is the melachas apayalim, is the shivi of the chayfetz, of the payal, of the service of the payal, the maisidam of the payal that he didn't deserve because he didn't pay it. I mean, Melo, Dr. Zivis, it blibes the tishul of Rishus on that chaylik. Had you said the other way around, the melechas ha'poyolim is kedin. Yitaka deserves to work for me. He's supposed to work for me. That was the otmah. I just withheld from him the $6, the $10, whatever it is. So I stole from him zaytik money. It wasn't a tefisa shalei b'shus. But as he says, it's a tefisa shalei b'shus on the melechas ha'poyolim because the gzela is done in the melechas ha'poyolim. Sorry? Because like I said before, it's not ve'eshiv. It's other makaris, Ramban, whatever the other makaris are. After we know the other Makaris, comes along Veshev Zagzela and tells that it passes over there too. But first, find out what the Chiv Chazar is on. If we know that the Chiv Chazar is on money, both ways, that was the Halach Mosh Messina, whatever the Makaris, so that's how Chazal understood it. So now Veshev goes to Taich up that Chiv Chazar's Mammon is with the Veshev as well, just like Gazal. It's Mosh on the other Lamani, but. So, but that's what we're touching up. We're touching up with the lav is on. We're touching up with the lav. Oh, you mean if you love like that? Yeah. All right. Bedarga, Badraga. Which one is more shver? The ma'ase to mafusha chazen yecheska as well. You can look it up. It's in the paragimel alacha kes. The chazen yecheska spells out clearly that when a buyer underpays a seller, the gzela is not in the money. The gzela is in the $6. That he took from the seller, the $6 of Shavis in the Mekach that he took from the seller without paying. So at the end of the day, He only goes from the Bari's end, correct. At the end of the day, it's like this, that from the Pnei Yeshua Minchas Chinuch, you see that both ways is the money. And from the Evan Ozel, at least you see from when the Bari's end, he's stealing is in the money. However, from the Rash Mishan, it's Mavur, that's Chaluk, that the buyer is stealing the chepitz, but the seller is stealing money. And we explained the Zav HaPashut because that's what the buyer is taking from the seller, and that's what the seller is taking from the buyer. And from Tosis, you see, at least halfway, I led to the Rechaim's Tosis, you see, the Cholapak is that way, that the buyer's end, the buyer is stealing the chepitz, and could be to answer Rechaim, it might not be so good in the Sugi Vezal, I'm not sure, but at least it's sad to entertain a Teres Rechaim's Kash, would be to say, a Teres went all the way, that the seller's end is also in the chepitz. And we have other eyes from the Nesivis and the Chazon Yechazel also that the Gzeil is in the Chepitz. At the end of the day, you have a Chevel Rishonim v'Agdele Achreinim Mahod that the Gzeil is in the Chepitz. And Imri Shomo, if that's the case, like we discussed, and it doesn't pass the whole Vod, Yavad Lemani, because you see that the Chiyiv Chazar is only on money and not on the Chepitz. And the Olam is asking good, but it's less sure that depending on what the Makar is, if it's Lysain or whatever it is, could be it's also a Shtekel Mano. If the Lysain is on the Chepitz, why is the Chazar on the money? It's okay. But it's not Ashrei, it will be Yavad Lemani.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.